Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 103 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today. We're going to begin a new week of study today with our Come Follow Me material, studying in the week of May the 8th to May the 14th in Matthew chapters 19 to 20, Mark chapter 10 and Luke chapter 18. You'll notice that we did not have an episode on the Sunday last week, on the last day, and so we didn't get to cover the miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. But what we are going to do is we'll just go through this week, and if there is time this week, we'll jump back and have a look at that, because I think there are some nice principles we can learn from that. But for today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 to 9, and look at the principle of marriage being ordained of God between man and woman, and what Jesus taught about divorce as well. So quite a few couple of things today. A Pharisee asked the Saviour, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Or in other words, to divorce his wife for every cause. And then the Saviour responds about marriage and the importance of it. He said, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." So he's talking about the importance of marriage and how if a marriage takes place, it really shouldn't be something that we split apart. That, you know, the sanctity and importance of marriage is paramount. President Russell M. Nelson said this, quote, "Marriage is the foundry for social order, the fountain of virtue, and the foundation for eternal exaltation. Marriage has been divinely designated as an eternal and everlasting covenant. Marriage is sanctified when it is cherished and honoured in holiness. The union is not merely between husband and wife. It embraces partnership with God. Marriage is but the beginning bud of family life. Parenthood is its flower, and that bouquet becomes even more beautiful when graced with grandchildren. Families may become as eternal as the kingdom of God itself." Close quote. Powerful messages there by our prophet, who spoke about the need and importance of marriage and what it means for us as God's children living in the eternities as well. So with all of this, they then respond, because, you know, they're trying to tempt him, they're trying to test him. He says that marriage is important, using scripture, notice, about when Adam and Eve were married in the garden. And then in verse 7 it says, "They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?" So this is talking about how, you know, this principle, this idea of divorce was introduced into the law. And, you know, why is that so then, if marriage is so important? And in verse 8 it says, "And he saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." So in other words, because, you know, you required it, because this law was too difficult to keep for all of you, he has introduced, and Moses brought this principle of divorce so that you could use it. But in verse 9 he says, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and also, and whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." So he's saying that this law of divorce, or this idea of divorce, has come about because it's necessary in some cases. However, you know, it should not be done lightly, and also it certainly should not be done without a clear reason. President Alan H. Oakes taught about divorce in this way. He explained that, quote, that divorce, quote, permits the Lord, quote, permits divorced persons to marry again without the stain of immorality specified in the higher law. Unless a divorced member has committed serious transgressions, he or she can become eligible for a temporal recommend under the same worthiness standards that apply to other members. Close quote. Sometimes divorce is necessary, for whatever reason that might be, because, of course, I think it's unfair to specify conditions and outline when it is necessary and when it isn't. it very much comes down to the two individuals within that marriage, the marriage itself, and the choices that have been made by those individuals. And even with the choices that have been made, what the other person in the marriage, if there, for example, has been a wrong choice made by one of them, it then also depends on the other person and what they are able to work through with the individual, with the other individual in love and through the principles of the gospel. So, you know, it's not right to specify when it is not okay for divorce to take place. But what is clear is that the Saviour's stance on marriage is that it is holy, sacred, and needs to be upheld wherever possible. But also that there is this idea of divorce if it is something which is necessary and required for the health, the happiness, and the progress of the two individuals. And I think that's a key thing, that, you know, ultimately, what is marriage for? What is the gospel for? What is the commandments for? What is all these things for? It is for all of us to make progress toward becoming more like our Saviour. And if choices have been made and which have impacted the marriage and have led to the two individuals not making progress toward the Saviour because of that marriage, not because of other circumstances, but because of, you know, perhaps trust being completely destroyed or something like that beyond repair, then divorce then needs to enter that discussion. And as it says, and as President Oak said, as long as, you know, there's not been any serious transgressions, there's no reason why those individuals can continue living the gospel fully in their lives as well, including entering the temple. So, yeah, I think such an important principle there, and important that we're able to read the Saviour's words on this too, so that we can see how the blessings of the gospel are available for us in our lives as well. Thank you so much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow for our study. Please do share the podcast, and until we meet again.